Hello and welcome to a very thankful edition of Five and Out. I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And this week we have a very familial-centric top five. Did you like that, Steve? What is that
nice.
Top five, Steve?
We are going to be counting down the top five families we would like to be a part of course, in the realm of video games, TV, and movies.
That is correct. But guys, we have a lot of podcasts coming at you. Let's start the show.
So, dude, listen to this.
I'm listening.
So, eventually, my wife and I will have a child. That will happen.
Oh, my God.
This is not the announcement.
In like 8.5 months? Okay,
this is not the announcement. So, but apparently, when you
children are made by having sex.
I just found this out. And I was like, wow. Finally, a reason to force her to have sex with me. Finally. She wants a kid. This is going to happen.
Dude, up top. Woo! Finally.
No, so her family has this pattern of twins that it is a generation has twins, then they skip one, then they have twins, then they skip one, then they blah, blah, blah. I found out that the guy I work with, like my boss, has six kids.
Okay.
None of them twins. I was like, oh my God, man. How do you work here for like 12 hours a day and then go home to your six kids? Oh my God. So you think that's bad? I am one of 11 kids.
Oh my God.
So, and all of his brothers and sisters all have copious amounts of children as well. He's like, yeah, when we get together for Thanksgiving, that's how this whole thing came over, talking about Thanksgiving. He's like, yeah, there's like 60 immediate family members.
Mm-hmm.
For just brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles,
oh my,
and shit.
That's larger than my graduating class.
It's like 60 people. Because like there's 11 kids, plus I think both of their parents still.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them have like 4 or 5 or 6 kids.
That's too much.
It's this big Irish Catholic family.
That's way too much.
It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
How do you fit everybody into a family picture?
Honestly, how do you even manage? How do you manage your life?
How do you do Christmas? Christmas has to be sparse as hell.
God, I mean, even if you were to just purchase for your brothers and your sisters and your kids, that is what. So that's 16 things minimum.
Oh,
minimum.
God.
Plus your parents. Plus, I mean, it's ridiculous.
We shot forward to Christmas. Let's find out, how do you feed that many people?
Honestly, how could that? How could his parents feed them? Just their own children. 11 children growing up. To me, the idea of having a single child is horrifying. Much less that, plus 10 more. Plus one of them having 6 goddamn kids. Plus the other 5 of them also having... I mean, it's ridiculous.
Steve,
what kind of world do we live in?
Steve, we live in a world of John and Kate plus 8.
God, no wonder the earth is falling apart with too many... No more resources, not enough water, not enough food. Because there's people like this out there. 60 people! And their immediate family!
In one family!
What are we talking about? How is this possible?
That family tree is squat and wide.
It's more like a family shrubbery. Ridiculous!
That is crazy!
Yes, we're talking about Thanksgiving. And he's like, yeah, it's going to be... I told him I was so excited because... I am hosting Thanksgiving. You and your lovely lady will be joining us.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be 9 of us at my apartment.
And we're all immediate family.
Basically, you guys are immediate family. That's my family is my friends. I was like, we have 9 people. It's going to be kind of tight, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be cozy. And mm-hmm. He's like, oh, yeah, we've got about 60. It's like, ha. No, seriously. We have 60 people. Because some of their kids are at the age where there's like boyfriends and girlfriends too. Like, oh my, what the how do you people live in, I don't know, like a barracks? Like, how do you do this? It's ridiculous to me. I went to the movie theater this last week.
Good. What'd you see?
I really, as I've told you before, previously on the podcast, one of my must-see movies is Interstellar.
Yeah.
I turned it down twice in the last 2 weeks to watch 2 other movies. One of them was taking my mother to go see Big Hero 6.
Okay.
Which is a pretty fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. In the animated movie spectrum, you've got your pantheon of Pixar's, the Toy Stories, the Incredibles, the Wall-E's. And then right underneath there, I think you've got like a Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, yeah. Then
right underneath that level, I think you've got a How to Train Your Dragon.
Sure, sure.
And I put this right about the How to Train Your Dragon, maybe just slightly below How to Train Your Dragon. Mm-hmm. So, still a fun movie. It's not going to go down in, like, as one of the greatest of all time, but it's a fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude in the commercial, the robot, like the Michelin Man looking inflatable robot dude, hysterical. He's great. He's worth the price of admission alone.
Sure.
So, Big Hero 6, worth the time.
Good, good.
I don't know if it's a, you have to go see it in the theater necessarily, but definitely a Redbox movie.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Redbox.
Okay, okay.
So, I forsake Interstellar to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, a couple weeks ago, Holly and I were out on a Thursday night, having a couple beverages, because it was a long day of work for both of us. We're like, you know, let's call our friends, see what they're doing, let's go hang out. You were sick, other people were busy. Like, mm-hmm. Let's go see a movie. Holy shit, Interstellar is 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could Redbox something. And we Redbox Hercules.
Why?
Because at that point, it was more about going to the grocery store and getting a bottle of champagne.
Sure.
And just having something to play.
Sure.
And you know what? I was intrigued by Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock, and you know, to stretch the acting chops maybe a little bit. Hercules, one of the great stories of all time.
Sure.
Let's see how bad they butcher it. And I think Hercules may now be my 50 movie.
Okay.
Right in the spectrum of 100, it's right there at 50.
So it's like nuzzling with Hancock right now.
I've never seen Hancock.
Oh.
It's my Constantine.
Constantine, that's
my
right.
My Constantine. I mean, duh. Yeah. There's really not a whole lot to say except that, oh man, that could have been so much better. Also could have been worse.
Well, Steve, I made a lot of good Redbox choices. And by a lot, I mean two.
Oh.
X-Men Days of Future Past.
Oh, I also watched that too.
You haven't watched that
yet?
Oh,
I just watched it.
You just watched it.
Just watched it.
So good, right?
Ah!
Oh, no, Steve, why?
It's not bad. I'm not saying it's bad. It's one of the things that suffers, I think, a little bit from getting talked up too much.
Sure.
And at this point in the X-Men world, I feel like we're playing so many games of, like, connect the dots when mm-hmm. I'm watching, like, okay, so this dude is Stryker, and Stryker does this, and they drop the subtle name of whatever. Oh, that dude's going to become him later down the road. But now they're playing with time travel, so you're going to see younger versions of this, and did they already, and at the same time, a lot of the things felt kind of rebooted again in the mm-hmm. same, I don't know, it's good, and I was probably too tired to watch it.
Sure.
But I was like, I feel like I've seen a lot of this movie already.
Did you watch it after Hercules?
No, I watched it before Hercules.
Okay.
So I was willing and receptive to it, and
I was too tired to watch X-Men Days of Future Past, but bring on The Rock.
What did you think of it?
I remember really liking it.
You remember like it was so long ago?
Well, I watched the X-Men Days of Future Past and the Lego movie in two consecutive days.
Okay, well, let's hold off Lego movie for a second.
Sure. And like my feelings about them kind of mixed up for a second.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, I remember really liking it, on the cusp of loving it. The only thing that kind of brought it down from loving it was the environment I watched it in. My girlfriend had a lot of friends over, and these friends they were very good. They were very good.
They're good little friends.
But
oh,
I'm one
good
of those
friends.
Assholes that needs complete silence when I'm in a movie. You know what
especially
I mean?
Especially the first time watching a movie.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
of course. And they every now and then they would like when Michael Fassbender walked across the screen. One of her friends went, "Oh, dad ass." I was like, "Well, thanks. Now I'm fucking out of the movie. I'm staring at his ass. It's a great ass, and now I can't think of anything else."
To be fair, she was right.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It took me out of the movie.
Apparently, Michael Fassbender has just the biggest wiener, too.
I think he and John Hamm should sword fight.
Or they should just become like the Magneto and Professor X of giant, handsome dicks. Perhaps.
Sure,
perhaps.
Sure. But yeah.
Well, what did you like so much about the movie? If you can recall. Because let me just tell you this. There are no Legos in X-Men.
Man, then I need to... no, I really liked the storytelling, and I really loved the sense of impending doom.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
The stakes felt high?
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Stakes. Yeah, the stakes felt so high, and it's like, man, if they don't do this, then we've seen the terrible future that happens.
Yeah, I feel like once you start dabbling into time travel, when that is not the major crux, like Back to the Future, obviously, the movie is about time travel. Fine. But mm-hmm. X-Men is not about time travel, and I know it's been in the comics, but once you dabble in there, I kind of feel like it's a weak thing to do.
Sure.
I don't know. So, I just feel like they've done... How many X-Men movies are there now?
There's about... counting X-Men Origins Wolverine?
Yeah, fine.
There's about six, I think. Six, seven? Six?
Yeah, there's a lot. There are a lot of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to keep anything going that long. And I just felt a little recycled. I'm like, I'm kind of tired of seeing Wolverine all the time.
Yeah. But he is their cash cow.
Oh, I know. I mean, I love Hugh Jackman, and he has done very well. They all kind of blur together to me.
Sure.
In a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a couple good ones, there's a couple bad ones, and the whole X-Men world right now just seems muddled, and it is a good movie. It's not, it's definitely, it's no X-Men Origin Wolverine.
God, no.
I'm not saying that. I don't know. It got talked up a whole lot, and I was really, really high after
X-Men. You got really, really high?
It got me high. X-Men First Class? I love First Class.
Yeah, that was good.
First Class, I thought, was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, it's good, but there were a few kind of cliche things to me, and it just kind of, some parts of it just kind of felt a little recycled, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know. But what I did love is that Lego movie.
Oh, my God. I want to talk to you after this podcast, because... I still don't know how I felt about that ending. No spoilers. I don't want to go into it because it would be spoilers, but I want to talk to you about it because right after watching it, it kind of ruined it for me. We'll talk about this after the podcast.
No, I feel like we should talk about it now.
Oh.
We can do a spoiler. You got 2 minutes of spoilers. So.
Oh, okay, guys. Fast forward 2 minutes if you haven't seen the Lego movie. So when it is... You guys gone? All right, we're going. When it's revealed that everything you've been watching, for the most part, was done by this little kid.
Yeah.
For the most part, because I think they did a really good job of making Emmett seem, conscious in the real world. But it was still all being manipulated by the dad and the child.
Yeah. Well, at that point, all manipulated by the child.
Yeah. So it took out all sense of stakes for me because it's just, I loved the scene between the dad and the son, the child, and how it kind of overlapped with the final speech by Chris Pratt to Lord Business. Like, I loved that. It brought a tear to my eye.
And okay, please continue, sir.
But it just, up till that point, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to buy this movie. I'm going to watch it every single day. I love it. Because I probably missed about half the jokes. Because it moves so fast.
And it's just as good the second time through.
Sure. But yeah, it just kind of ruined the stakes for me.
See, I disagree. I think it humanized the stakes even more for me. Because... I think that as fun of as the world is that they've created in the Lego world, that the crazy kitten whatever world that they're in, the crazy rainbow world, that one along with the rigidity of the Kraggle world, whatever you want to call the main world,
downtown or whatever.
Yeah, the downtown that's fighting against the Kraggle. This incredible well-rounded world. The love of a father and a son, the stakes of their relationship to me, I'm kind of a sucker for father-son stories.
Oh, me too.
So I felt fine that they put that as the main crux now at the very end of the movie.
Sure.
It's fine that it took it away for you. It didn't do that for me.
Sure. I don't know. I just don't know how I felt about it. I think I need to see it one more time to see how I feel about the first, like, three quarters of the movie.
And maybe it's because I also feel like the child was making choices. I almost feel like the kid was making the big choices, and the Lego characters were making the smaller sub-choices in the, like, couldn't possibly moving every single one of these Lego guys to do this and move that and this and here, like.
Sure, sure.
So, I don't know, it didn't take me out of it, personally.
Sure.
But so overall, though, how do you feel about the movie as a whole?
I'd give it like a 90, like a 91, 92.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're splitting hairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I just don't know if
I thought you were saying, like, it was going to drop it down to, like, a 72 for you or something.
Oh, yeah, like a 54. Like, this is my new 50. It's nuzzling up with a freaking Constantine.
Do you think the Lego movie is the best non-Pixar animated movie you've seen?
Oh, it's between,
it's big. I know.
It's big. It's between that and Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
I do.
Pando, I think I said.
I do love Dung Fu Panda.
I think I just said Dung Fu Panda.
I love that one, too. That's a transmorphers.
I don't know if I would put this over Kung Fu Panda. I don't know. It's close.
It is close.
But I think it's an honor to say, oh, yeah, you're right there.
It's right there, man. It's right there.
Okay.
Kung Fu Panda to me, I've said it before and I'll say it again. It gets that extra boost because I love martial arts films. I love...
Yeah.
I loved animated films. I love, what's what I'm looking for?
Jack Black?
No. I love, the small man making it big, you know what
I
mean?
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Coming of age, I think.
Sure.
I'm trying to see.
Well, and both the Lego movie and Kung Fu Panda kind of share that.
Yeah, but there's no martial arts. Actually, there is martial arts.
There sure is.
God damn it. They're right neck and neck.
Yeah, good movies, man. Good effing movies.
All right, spoiler talk. Done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Oh, something else to inform the listening public about. As I mentioned, Wes will be coming over to my home to partake in Thanksgiving dinner. Post-Thanksgiving dinner, last year we did the Lord of the Rings Fellowship of the Ring, then the following days, the following two films. This year, we are doing Raiders of the Lost Ark, and the next day, Temple of Doom, and the last of also two movies on the second day.
The Last
Crusade. Thank you.
Kingdom of the Crystal
Skull. I almost said Return of the King. Like, we're watching two Indiana Jones movies, and then we're doing the conclusion of Lord of the Rings. So listen to this shit real quick.
What's up?
So because I know everyone's coming over Thanksgiving, and I want to watch Indiana Jones, I call our buddy Mike, who works at a used DVD movie place, mm-hmm. and they don't have... Indiana Jones. So whatever. I go on Amazon. I type in Indiana Jones trilogy on Blu-ray. Boom. Pops up right away. I was like, great. Good price. No big deal. Gonna buy it. I'd like to have this in the collection anyway.
Sure.
And right as I'm about to hit pay, I see Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom, Last Crusade, Kingdom. And I stop. I say, what the fuck is that? So I don't press pay. I click on the description yet again. And it is not the trilogy of Indiana Jones. It is the quote-unquote complete adventures of Indiana Jones. These motherfuckers are trying to sneak a crystal skull into my house.
Steve, what are you going
to
do?
I immediately removed it from my cart and I went to look just for the trilogy. Mm-hmm. I do not want... You're bullshit. I honestly just don't want it in my house.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I feel like there's a bad mojo that comes in my house as soon as the crystal skull arrives.
The bad juju.
Don't want it.
Mm.
They do not make it on Blu-ray, just the three. I would have to buy each one individually, and it would cost me significantly more to buy each one individually.
That's dumb.
And then I don't get like the special features and blah, 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 blah.
But Steve, if you're done. Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. Speaking of bundles, on Cyber Monday, there is a PS4 bundle.
Ooh.
So, you know, the PS4 comes with a controller, obviously.
Of course. Always.
On Walmart.com, Cyber Monday, PS4.
Yeah.
With Lego Batman 3, the new Little Big Planet, I think it's 3. Another game of your choice, and an extra controller for $400. And $49.
Ooh.
I know.
That's a good deal.
That's a really good deal. I think I'm going to bite the bullet.
Ooh, all right. Yeah.
So by this time, next month, I'm going to own a PS4.
I recently went on to GameRankings.com to see what the best PS4 games are as of right now.
And they just had a gigantic shrug of their shoulders?
And the sad thing is, like, the top 10 games are basically rebooted PS3 things.
Yeah, I'm not getting one of those.
It's like The Last of Us Remastered, GTA 5, PS4 edition. You know, whatever, like, I think it's like FIFA, whatever, on there. It's like, I want a PS4, and I've already said I will get one eventually. I know I will. But there's just nothing to have right now.
I'm not sure if this game is for the PS3, but I know what game I'm going to get with this bundle, if it's available. Shadow of Mordor.
Actually, I was going to mention that there's a deal going on Amazon right now. It's not Cyber Monday, it's right now. It is PS4 or Xbox One, whichever one you prefer. Shadow of Mordor and all three Lord of the Rings Extended Edition Blu-ray, $50.
Holy shit!
Yeah. Going on, as of this afternoon, it was going down.
Oh my God.
I was like, I don't even own a PS4, but I know I'm eventually going to get one. I kind of want to buy this and just throw the Shadow of Mordor on the shelf.
$50?
$50. It's worth $50.
Why the hell not?
It's worth $50 just for Blu-ray Lord of the Rings Extended Edition.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then you basically get Shadow of Mordor free, or you're buying Shadow of Mordor and you're getting all three extended editions free, whichever way you want to look at it. It's
Jesus.
A good deal either way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know if you're looking for, you know, a potential Christmas present for a Lord of the Rings fan or
for you
or for me, or if you just want to give me the either one of those, you want to keep Shadow of Mordor but give me the movies. That's cool. That's cool.
We'll see if I'll keep you in my thoughts and prayers, but we'll see what happens.
If you could pray that the Lord gives me that he takes advantage of this Amazon deal, that'd be great. Because that's obviously the only way I'd ever get it. if Lord Jesus Christ is like, you know what? Shit, that's a good deal. Let me pull out the old Visa here.
Ship to Steve, care of Five and Out Studios.
Perfect. And there we go. I think we're done here. Armageddon. That's next on the list of things to do, I think.
We have to let him watch the three Lord of the Rings extended. So Armageddon's put off for at least 3 years.
Or 12 hours, the way I do it.
Sure.
So anyway, after this weekend, there will be no more, oh my God, Wes, I can't believe you haven't watched Indiana Jones. Oh my God. It will be done in the next few days.
How do you feel?
I'm excited for you.
Sure.
Because I know you've seen Raiders a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
and you've never seen Last Crusade.
I have seen Temple of Doom.
Yeah. But you know what? Hopefully it'll be a good environment with a couple good friends. You will not be partaking in drinks, but we will. There'll mm-hmm. be some at least decent food, and it should be a good watching experience. Gives you a fair shake at it, I think.
Sure, sure.
So I'm excited.
All right, sir, before we move into this week's top five, which is a very, very special top five, as we said at the top, we got some emails in from top five 2 weeks ago, which, again, guys, sorry, we were not here last week.
Baby, we're so sorry. We miss you.
We won't do it again.
Girl.
But our top
and,
five.
And men.
And men.
Men. It doesn't sound as girl.
Girl. Man.
Man.
yes, so our top five 2 weeks ago was war films.
War
yes,
films.
Your favorite thing, Steve.
I love war films.
Yes, you do. And war.
And I'm such a big fan of wars.
But our good friend Anthony wrote... Oh, by the way, we got so many top fives written in last week. It was really hard to pare these down to three emails, but... Thank you guys so much for writing in, because we always love hearing from you guys.
There's some real good ones in there.
Real good ones. But first of all, our good friend Anthony wrote in his top five. His number five is Memphis Belle. Have you heard of this?
I don't know what Memphis Belle is.
Neither do I.
But it must be great.
I think it's a flower.
I think I'm allergic to Memphis Belle. Deathly allergic.
His number four is Fury, which I've heard is great.
Yeah, man. I was so... torn to go see that in the theater that night as well when I settled for Hercules.
Is number three is All Quiet on the Western Front.
That is a just gaping
what?
that is a gaping wound in my war resume. I have not seen it. It makes sense when you say war resume, gaping wound. Come on.
All right, I'll go with you there.
Thank you. I have not seen it, and it's embarrassing that I've not seen it.
And your gaping wound is just...
It's enormous.
It's gaping.
It's enormous. By the way, pop quiz. Who won the Oscar for Best Actor from that movie?
Jack Nicholson.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What?
Alec Guinness.
No way.
Yes. And actually, after he did A New Hope, so Alec Guinness is Obi-Wan Kenobi in the original three Star Wars. He was so upset by the first couple Star Wars because he thought the scripts weren't that great that everybody knew him as Obi-Wan Kenobi and not this. I haven't seen the film, and so I'm exactly what he hates. But... He won an Oscar for one of the greatest war films of all time, and everyone only knows him as Obi-Wan Kenobi. He was fucking pissed.
Oh, man. Understandable.
Yeah.
Understandable. But his number two is The Best Years of Our Lives.
God damn it. There's so much I need to do.
Because you love this shit.
And it's great, because there's... It's like, oh, top five this time. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. Like, war films, I now have a to-do list, friends. Everything you just sent me is now on the to-do list.
And his number one is The Thin Red Line.
Never seen it either.
Oh my God, there's your to-do list.
I know. I appreciate this top five more than you can imagine.
But also our good friend, Crow 3200.
Oh, he's our good friend.
A total good friend.
We're such good friends, I don't even know his name.
Our good acquaintance. Our good mystery man, Crow 3200. He writes in his top five, excluding Saving Private Ryan. Thank you.
Right.
Number five, We Were Soldiers.
Okay.
Have you ever seen that?
I have seen that.
The only thing I remember about it is the ending, which brought me to tears.
Okay.
The final shot with old Mel. Anyway.
With
old Mel. Not the new Mel.
No.
We don't like the new Mel. But
meet the old Mel. Same as the new Mel.
His number four is Lone Survivor, which you've seen.
Yes, I have.
And did you like?
I like it.
All right.
I like it.
His number three is Black Hawk Down.
Mm-hmm. I love me some Black Hawk Down.
His number two is The Hurt Locker.
I was one of the few people not real high on the Hurt Locker.
Is that the one with Jeremy Renner's balls?
It is. That is pretty much when that was the beginning of Jeremy Renner putting his balls on everything.
And his number one is Apocalypse Now.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
But our last email. Guys, again, I wish we had time to read every single email because they're all so great. And again, Steve has a gigantic
huge
to-do
list
now. A first-time writer, I believe, Boyd C. Adkins IV.
Let me tell you, that's at least the first time we're reading it online. Because that is a goddamn name, friends. That is a name.
But his number five is Tora.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, his number four is Basic.
Oh, Samuel L. Jackson?
Sandra Bullock?
I often get the two confused. Wait, which? Sandra Bullock was in Pulp Fiction, right?
No.
No.
That's Uma Thurman.
No, I was saying I got Samuel L. Jackson
oh,
and
God.
Sandra, you bastard, you ruined the joke.
Oh my God, I ruined my own joke.
God, Wes.
I'm the worst.
Keep up with yourself.
I can't. His number three was We Were Soldiers, of course.
Okay, another appearance, okay.
His number two is Tuskegee Airmen.
I know of it. I didn't watch it, though.
All right. His number one is A Few Good Men.
Oh.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Work in the gray area
sure.
of the war film.
On the peripheral, but
very nice.
There.
Very nice.
Now, question. I can't remember. I'm not for sure, but I don't think anybody put Inglourious Basterds on their list.
God damn it.
Did I just open a gaping wound in your top
five
list?
My wounds are gaping in this pus. Fuck.
Steve, get your wounds under control.
Dude, it's honestly like having 60 children. Like, I love so many of them. I can't keep them, but there's too many. I can't keep them all together. I'm like, Like Jimmy the third. Come here. Where's Jimmy two? Jimmy two. Frank. No. Janine. I don't really care. Go do what you're gonna do.
Boise Atkins the fourth.
Come here. I need you right next to me at all times. Boise Atkins the fourth. Your three previous have died. I need you.
You're all so fragile.
I love war movies. I love them, and I cannot believe I let Inglourious Bastards just fly under the radar.
And me, an uppity prick who hasn't even seen it.
Yeah, 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, bring it up.
Sure.
That's fine. And I'm sure you read a couple emails. You're like, oh, yeah, I'll just pocket that one. Yeah, sure. What a great idea I had.
That's right. Yeah. So, guys, again, we said it for the third time, but it never stops being true. Thank you for writing in your top fives. We always love hearing from you. But, Steve, what is our top five Thanksgiving-centric top five?
That's right. Because last year, we did the top five things we were thankful for.
And we had Big Man Jonah on.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's what, Big Man Jonah. With that sexy voice. Mm-hmm. Which I can't even replicate.
No, we just sound like idiots.
So we're thinking, what else does Thanksgiving mean? We're like, it's time to spend with family.
Top five turkeys.
Top five turkeys is the first thing we thought of. So we said it's time we spend with family. God damn it, what family would we want to be a part of? Of course, in the world of video games, movies, television. What families do we want to be a part of? Now, that is not just like two brothers mm-hmm. that you're like, ah, yeah, now I'm the third. It's not like Boondock Saints. I'm the third guy. Ha ha. Sure. It is a real family unit.
I believe that was the only caveat. It has to be three or more.
Three or more to make a family.
I think the example I use is that, like, Frank and Claire Underwood, very interesting people, but that wouldn't count.
Right.
You cannot be their son.
Correct.
But
anyway.
Got
to be inserted into a family unit.
That's right. Now, spoiler alert, all of my families are from TV.
Spoiler alert. I mean, I think TV definitely lends itself to the family structure.
Sure.
Especially since you're generally going multiple seasons, a lot of many, many hours with them. It lends itself to that.
Sure. And but most movies are about dysfunctional families.
Did you say this just hit me. Did you say every single one of yours on TV?
Yeah, all my top fives.
I have won the list already. I've already won.
What?
Yep.
Is it the family? Never mind. Spoiler. Never mind.
I've already won the list, and you are going to be so fucking mad when I tell you my number one.
Is it the family Michael is a part of in GTA 5?
Damn it!
I knew it!
All right, well, you can begin, because I'm going to win. So.
Okay, well, my number five is, this is why it's my number five. I think it'd be so interesting to be a part of this family, but okay, my number five is the Addams Family.
Oh, nope. Completely booted off. Not even close. It was the very first thing I thought of because they're the only thing that with family in the name that I can think of.
Sure. I think it'd be so interesting to find all of the secrets and the caverns in that whole house and just be a part of that family for a week before I run away.
Yeah, great. Because it's not join a family and run away list, Wes.
We did not make that caveat.
No, it is you're part of a family.
Sure.
Yeah. No, your family is a bunch of fucking weirdos. Bunch of weirdos.
But they are nigh invincible. So that's pretty cool.
I mean, dude, you're gonna go in your bathroom and just like. So you see like the funny, weird things on the Addams Family on the TV show and the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And this, the entertaining things, you are going to find horrible, horrible things.
I can't wait.
All over the place.
Like your gaping wounds?
Like gaping wounds. You're going to find gaping wounds all over the place.
I can't wait.
You're going to find, like, you're going to go get your toothbrush. Like, oh, I put my human scalp on your toothbrush. I hope you don't. What? Yes, I do mind.
I can't wait to brush my teeth with intestines and shampoo my hair with spiders.
Dude.
It's going to be
great. It's going to be the worst. And
I love it.
Yuck.
I can't wait.
I'm going to give you a big Yuck.
I can't
Girls are not going to be interested in you.
Ooh, yes, they will.
No, they will not.
Yes, they will.
Except for weirdo goth girls.
Yeah.
And then they'll think they'll be interested in you, and then they'll come to your house and be like, oh, God, I'm not gothic at all. I'm from the suburbs, and I need better. Mommy!
No, you haven't met this disembodied hand.
Oh, cool artwork. No, seriously, that's somebody's hand. Just cut that off. Nope. Mm-mm.
So, yeah, man.
Your family's fucking weird.
With the Adams family.
Great. Enjoy your time. Enjoy your time.
I will.
I'm going to the realm of television as well.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to the world that Bryan Cranston created.
What? No.
No?
Yes.
You don't want me to be part of Malcolm in the Middle?
Oh,
Pursuit!
No!
Oh!
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 You got me!
That's right!
Oh!
Yes. So I'm going back. I'm going to be a younger Steve. I'm going to be joining Malcolm in the Middle. Because you know what? I think there's some things there. I think there's some things to really enjoy.
The disembodied hands?
They have tons of hands, gaping wounds all over the place.
Great.
You've got a cool dad in Bryan Cranston that will eventually turn into a meth kingpin. Because I'm not totally unconvinced that Bryan Cranston from Malcolm in the Middle does not eventually become Walter White.
Oh, he does.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So you're
going to eventually become Walt Jr. Just eating cereal.
Flynn.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. I've decided that Malcolm and I will be in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Steven in the middle.
We will unify against Reese, the shitty older brother,
mm-hmm.
defeat him, and then we will make Dewey, the younger comical brother, slightly more normal
mm-hmm.
and able to get girls and stuff. I just think it'd be a cool... I just like that show. I like their kind of middle-class sensibilities, something I can relate to. And everyone seemed like good, salt-of-the-earth people with good stuff going on, and I liked it. I liked it. Seemed good.
All right.
I want to be part of it.
I cannot contribute because I have never seen an episode.
It's a good show.
Sure.
Not a great show. It's a good show.
It seems to me like just a 90s sitcom. Just...
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's good.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I got some big punches coming later. I wanted something that felt a little bit more normal,
just like a soft jab.
Yeah, just like I just want to be like, you know what? This is life.
Mm-hmm.
This is a real life with good people, and yeah. And then eventually, my dad's gonna be a millionaire.
Well, okay. Well, that's my number four. It's just like a normal good family, with some problems, with some real life problems. I'm going the Taylors from Friday Night Lights.
Another gaping wound of mine.
I mean, my God, Steve, you are just nothing but wounds right now.
I'm showing them. I'm showing my wounds.
You should probably go to the hospital.
I know I'm going to love Friday Night Lights.
Yes.
I know I will.
Yes.
I just haven't done it. Because my wife did it without me.
I know.
She just ran off and she saw somebody else.
Steve, have a tissue. You're crying.
Oh, and all my friends have seen it. I just feel like at this point, I just want to shut it down and contain it in a little box. And pretend like it never happened.
Are you spite not watching Friday Night Lights?
I kind of am.
Yeah, I get that sometimes.
I kind of am.
I've, that's why I haven't seen E.T. yet. I'm just like spite not watching
it. Yeah.
See?
But at least E.T., if you wanted to watch E.T., you take, 2 hours and you do it.
Yeah.
To watch Friday Night Lights, that's the main thing.
Sure.
So I'm like, oh, shit. Was it 6 seasons?
5 seasons.
Five seasons, whatever. 13... or so.
I think the first 2 or 3 are like 22, and then like there's 13.
There you go.
Yeah,
so
small seasons.
I don't want to watch E.T. I don't want to waste an hour 45 minutes. I don't necessarily want to plow through, 70 episodes of television.
But, okay, my number four is the Taylors, because they actually, the town that, what was it, Dylan? I don't know why I'm asking you.
Yeah, ask me. With that preamble I just gave you, go ahead. Fire away.
The town of Dylan, Texas actually reminds me a lot of my hometown in small town, Illinois. And it's kind of a nice down-homey type feel. What a nice, I'm going to say the word down-home one more time. Nice down-home family should be. You got the dad. You got the dad who's strong and he's... He can be stubborn, but, he's...
What's wrong with the strong woman?
Let me get to it. Miss Feminism over there. He can be a little bit stubborn, but he's very honorable, and he will listen, and blah, blah, blah. You got Connie Britton as one of the best female characters in television for my money.
I will take your money. Thank you.
Thank you.
You may now have Connie Britton as a character.
Good. She is a very strong female. Very strong parental figures. And then you got Julie, who's just a teenage girl, whatever. But the thing is, unlike Malcolm in the Middle, that's a 90s sitcom, this has like some real issues. And they
drama.
Deal with them, some real drama. And they deal with them as I feel families should. They might blow up every now and then, but then like, hey, let's communicate and then let's work through it.
So this is your real life family.
It's my real life family.
Okay.
The Taylors. Friday Night Lights.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm getting out of the real world. And I
thank God
this would be fighting for number one, if not for one glaring weakness. Just everything else is sterling. There's one glaring weakness in this family. Number one, right at the very top, one of the coolest dads one could imagine, Mr. Indiana Jones.
Wow.
Number two, your grandfather would be Sean fucking Connery.
Yep.
And then you're going to have Marion as your mom, which is going to get kind of crazy sometimes. She always loves you, though. Oh, she gets a little extreme. Here's the glaring weakness. Shia fucking LaBeouf. LaBoofy. He's your fucking brother. And pardon me for dropping the F-bomb all over the place, but God damn it, if he were your brother, you'd be saying the same fucking thing. And here's the problem. You're going to go on all these crazy adventures with your amazing family. And I was like, you know what? It probably wouldn't be that hard to kill Shia LaBeouf on one of these crazy adventures. And I was talking to our friend Dan, and he was like, dude, you can't kill him. He's a Jones. He's not going to die. He's going to be hanging by a rope somewhere. You're going to cut it. And you're like, I've killed Shia LaBeouf. I am the only Jones child. And he's just going to pop up somewhere on like a camel. Like, fucking God, Shia!
Man.
Fuck no! I killed you! Like, why are none of these bullets hitting you? Shia LaBeouf.
Man, whenever I think of camels, like I think of them popping up everywhere.
That's just how it works, man. That's the world of the Joneses.
Sure, sure.
But let's compartmentalize Shia LaBeouf.
I just want to point out that I think Shia LaBeouf is everybody's younger brother.
God. Or like the dick older brother. I don't know what he is. He's the brother you don't want. That's whatever that is for you, that's him. But let's just compartmentalize that for a second.
Okay. Can you?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Let's just talk about Sean Connery and Indiana Jones as your father and grandfather, taking you on wild adventures all over the world, checking out like just weird relics and historical artifacts, and that is awesome. Fighting Nazis? Yes! Put me in any situation with my family. Let me rephrase that. I'm gonna take that back, because there's plenty of families that fought Nazis that I don't want to be a part of. I want to be part of the Indiana Jones family that kills a ton of Nazis and nobody dies.
Very nice. I was going to let you dig that hole deeper, but
nope.
You got out
of
it.
Oh, no, no, no. That's a
very well.
No, no, no. Thanks. Friends, no thank you. I tip my hat to all of those people. I'd rather be a part of the Joneses that just kill everyone in a fabulous fashion.
Good.
So I'm going Indiana Jones family, the Joneses.
That's one of my gaping wounds right now, just in the middle of my chest.
Soon that I am about to put stitches in that wound, friend, and close it up for you. I'm about to do it. The next few days, that's what's going to happen.
I just saw you, the way you phrase that, put stitches in the wound.
I'm going to throw them right in the middle.
Throw them right in the middle. You're cured.
I'm going to yell at your wound and throw things at it.
Great. Well, my number three is kind of your Malcolm in the Middle pick, but my number three is part of the Huxtables.
Come on.
The Cosby Show.
How much Cosby Show have you watched?
Plenty when I was a child.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, shit. Who doesn't want Bill Cosby in his prime as a father?
I know it's not in the prime. But have you heard about the recent allegations against Bill Cosby?
I have not heard about the recent allegations about Bill Cosby.
So apparently...
Oh boy.
Allegedly is the word I will use. Allegedly, Bill Cosby is a serial date rapist.
Well, Steve, who isn't?
Well, we know Indiana Jones, obviously, Bryan Cranston.
Obviously.
Serial. Malcolm himself.
Oh, yeah.
Serial rapist.
Mm-hmm. Gomez Adams.
Not to make fun of rape, obviously, that. But apparently, several women have come forward, and apparently real-life Bill Cosby would take women out to whatever club or show, whatever it was, and put a little something-something in their drink, and then his chauffeur, she'd be like, I don't feel good. And the chauffeur would be like, yes, allow me to take you home. And then several women said they awoke to one Bill Cosby on top of them in a hotel room.
Well, we're not talking about Bill Cosby.
That's true. We're talking about life. I know this is not the pick that you made. I just wanted to mention it to you.
Wow. Thank you for mentioning it to me when I picked Bill Cosby as my dad. You could have gone so many other routes. You had to pick the worst one.
Yep. Yep. That's generally, when I see that route is open, I generally take it.
God, it's like you shoving me off a cliff. I try to grab the rope like Shia LaBeouf. I miss, and I just plunge.
And then you miss
my
camel as well.
That's right. Wow. Well, I'm just going to wrap this up. Dr. Huxtable's a cool dad. His family seems cool, too. I like to be part of that family. I'm going to stick out because I'm white. So that's my number three.
To be honest, you in the Huxtable family is hilarious. Is amazingly good.
But
that's
yeah,
really good.
I just love, part of me, and we'll wrap this up because it's making me sick talking about it now. I loved the Cosby Show when I was growing up, and I loved the stand-up special, Bill Cosby himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Classic.
Yeah. So I just loved Bill Cosby in that era. And I'd
absolutely
love to have that Bill Cosby. That Dr. Huxtable, if
Dr.
you will.
Dr.
Hugs. Oh,
oh,
God.
No.
So my number three is the Cosby Show. Oh, God.
All right. I'm going number three. I'm. This one is going to be a shooting star. It's not going to be good long term. Short term, fucking awesome. I'm going with Corleones. I'm going Godfather. I want to be in a mob family. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very aware that the end of every mob story is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen The Godfathers?
I've seen the first one.
Okay, great. So I'm basically going to model my life off of Sonny from The Godfather, which is you burn bright, you burn fast, and then you burn out real fast as well. So you're the kings. You are the kings of wherever you are. New York, Chicago, whatever. You go to any bar, any restaurant. When you get treated like a king, the women throw themselves at you. You drive fast cars. You get to punch guys in the face. And if anything happens to you, all your cronies come and destroy the person who's done you wrong. And then you get mowed down by a bunch of random machine guns somewhere in your life. Like when you're 24. Fine. Like I said, I've got my Malcolm in the Middle pick. I've got some other picks. I'm burning bright. I'm burning fast. Because honestly, dude, like in the whatever the, let's just say the 20s through the 40s-ish kind of era, to be a mobster, like the family that is the mob, that's some cool stuff, man. You're essentially royalty in that area that you live in. And that's just cool.
Sure.
That is just cool.
I was thinking about the Thompsons from Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, okay.
The whiskey empire, that
yes,
is.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't know. too risky.
No, it's a fast-paced life.
Sure.
I'm talking right now like I know what the hell I'm talking about. Like I've done it. I haven't.
Which you and I, Steve, we live pretty white bread lives.
It's true. But I mean, maybe, and that's probably why this is on my list, to just have have a couple of years of driving fast cars, shooting guns, drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
You know, just doing whatever the hell I want to do when I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, no one can tell. Not even the police can tell me otherwise.
Sure.
Because
you own the police.
The police are my dudes.
That's right.
They do what I say. Until I get an ice pick in the back of the head.
Oh, sure. Well,
you know,
a minor setback.
I just hope that when I do go out, it is A, in a blaze of glory, and also fairly quick.
Sure.
So I'm doing that.
All right. Well, my number two is a pick. I want to be a 17-year-old in this family.
Okay.
I'm picking the Jetsons.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because...
Nice pick.
I just want to be in that future. They got a lot of really cool stuff. They can
Tons
type
cool stuff.
Shit into that big wall of computers.
Really nice. Yeah, that's what I want
yep.
to do.
Yep.
Type shit into a big wall.
Let me finish. They type in what they want. It pops out. Bing. Hamburger and fries. Bing. It's there. PS4. Bing. Or, excuse me, PS17.
Yep.
Bing. It's there. I just want that, man. I just want that. So I'm picking when I'm 17, on the cusp of 18, so I can move out of that milquetoast household.
Yeah.
And form my own meth empire with the whites.
Jetsons, I don't disagree with your pick, but I feel like you're not trying to necessarily be a part of the Jetson family.
No, no, no.
You're just trying to be in the future.
Sure.
But you know what? That's cool, man.
That's cool with me.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I want a little Rosie as well.
Hey, little Rosie, you know, it's just not enough. We want a lot of Rosie.
You know what I'm talking about with Rosie, right?
Yeah, the robot?
Yeah, the robot maid.
Yeah.
I just want a robot maid, man.
Oh.
Robot maid's great.
Why is this awkward right now? I feel like we both want the same thing.
So fight me.
So my number two is the Jetsons, because I want that future bank of computers.
All right. With my number two, I'm hoping I find it hilarious in real life. I know this is kind of asking for punishment, but I want to be a part of the Bluths.
I thought of this.
I want to be a Bluth.
God, no.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to drive me insane
yeah.
from time to time. But the times, I'm hoping that most of the time, I can just laugh and basically have a sitcom in real life in front of me at all times with at least some semblance of money,
mm-hmm.
whether it is real or not,
mm-hmm.
in front of me as well. So I'm not like living in poverty.
Sure.
I live with a bunch of crazy people that are hilarious, but they all love one another. And again, the Bluths are from, is it my favorite TV show of all time? I don't know. It's up there. But it's from the TV show Arrested Development.
Favorite comedy of all time?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And they at their core, they all love one another.
Mm-hmm.
Right above the core. The next layer. Total insanity.
Oh, yeah.
Absolute insanity. But the most important thing at the core, love. Love.
Yeah.
Why do you keep the Bluths off?
Because just watching the show, again, love the show, because I am a human being, love the show, but just watching it stressed me out.
Really?
I identified so much with Michael.
Yeah.
And it was just watching his family just tear everything that he's trying to work toward apart with their stupid shenanigans.
But you don't have to be Michael.
Okay.
You can just be the other person that in the family, like, so you can choose your own adventure in the Bluth family.
So I would just be the maybe of the family. Just
sure.
Like, just shaking my head, just, really, guys?
Because, again, there's going to be absolute insanity, but I feel like I'm going to be really stressed out for a few times, and then we're going to, me and, even if not the Bluth, my friends in the Bluth world, like, I've got a brother-in-law who thinks he's in the Blue Man Group. He is not! He is not. And all the stories you'd be able to tell. I love telling stories. That family gives you nothing but love and stories.
Sure.
A little bit of insanity, too, I suppose. But the show is just so good. I want to be a part of it in any way, shape, or form I can.
See, I don't even know if there's a core of love behind everything.
Oh, there absolutely is.
How do you know? How can you tell? I can't tell.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
No, there. I think you can, at least for me, I can always tell in that show, they all, no matter what, they always love each other.
I saw mere toleration. I saw a family packed together, kind of jailed together by their last name and the company. That's what I saw.
No, there's definitely times where it appears that way. I think every single one of those characters at least has one moment with everybody else.
Sure.
Of love.
Well, that's it. There's just one moment.
No, I think
in the whole series.
I think there's more than that. I mean, obviously, especially through George Michael
maybe.
Nope. That why can't I think of the main character's name?
Michael.
Thank you.
You just George said
Michael
it.
And Michael. I think there's several between excuse me, Michael and Job, and all the siblings and the parent. I think all of them, maybe except for Tobias, because he's just the worst. He's the worst, but in a way, because he's the worst brother-in-law, he gives you the best stories to tell.
It's true. Mrs. Featherbottom.
Oh God, the best.
Oh my God, can you imagine telling your coworkers? Oh my God, my brother-in-law.
No one will believe you.
Yeah, exactly. He jumped from a landing, broke a table,
as dressed up as an English maid, and he thinks he's fooling us. So my number two, just because I love the show, I love the insanity, I love the stories I'd be able to tell, and I love the love. That's going to be the blues from Arrested Development.
Well, my number one, it brings kind of the real world stuff in, because I can imagine this family existing in real life. And it brings what you were talking about. It brings the love, but I can actually see the love, and there's an extra layer of insanity above it all. It's the Dunphy and Pritchett family in Modern Family.
How much Modern Family have you watched?
All of it. I'm totally up to date.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. I thought about Modern Family, but I've not... I like it, but I haven't seen enough of it yet.
Sure. The sixth season, I think it's below average, but you know, when a comedy's been on the air for six seasons, they're going to have some dips. They're in the middle of a dip right now, so I hope they can pull it out. But anyway, moving on.
I had to keep it off my list just because I would absolutely have sex with Sofia Vergara.
Oh my God.
And ruin the family.
And in the later seasons, Sarah Hyland becomes the oldest daughter.
She creeps me out, dude.
Because she looks like a porcelain anime doll?
Because she's very attractive, but she always looks like she's 16 years old.
Sure.
Always does. And she always has her boobs pushed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel like a creepy old man.
But the reason why this is number one, because again, I can see them in real life, but they're always getting into misadventures, and they just be never like life-threatening, like... I don't know, like the Whites or somebody. You know what I mean?
Right.
No
like hit mobs are coming into your house while you're sleeping.
This isn't The Godfather here. But there's always, like I said, they're going into misadventures, and there's always just a layer of fun above everything. And they'll have their misunderstandings, their miscommunications, but in the end, they'll all come together as a big family.
Yeah.
Not 60, but
right.
But as a big family, because they love each other no matter what.
Yeah, and there's such a great, I mean, obviously it's the whole point of the Modern Family is there's the Hispanic stepmother, and there's the, you know, the gay duo, and there's the you know, suburban normal, you know, quote unquote normal family.
Yeah.
And there's, so you've got just this great cross section of different walks of life coming together. That's so fun to, you know, that's the whole point of the show, is to have that. But absolutely, dude. I thought about Modern Family too. It's just, I'm like, I haven't seen enough to really know. But what I have seen, I do really enjoy.
Sure, sure.
I feel like, I mean, I know that show has won a shit ton of Emmys, and everyone really, really likes it a lot. I feel like that show is constantly, consistently, like a B+. Every episode I see is a B+.
Sure.
I'm like, yeah, that's pretty damn good. But like Breaking Bad gives me the A++ episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And The Wire gives me A++ episodes. Mm-hmm. Everything, and Arrested Development as well. I just feel like it's every single episode I've seen is like B, B+, B, B+. Yeah, real good. You're doing good. But I've never seen an episode that just, like, knocks my socks off.
Well, I think it's a different type of show than what you're describing. Like, Modern Family, to me, is a modern-day sitcom. Like, Arrested Development is closest thing to a sitcom on your list, but I would not call that a sitcom. I would call that a half-hour comedy.
No, and
I'm splitting hairs now.
But. No, you're right. No, but to I'm not necessarily comparing Breaking Bad to Modern Family. The reason I bring them up is because they are both shows that people generally rave about or really, really, really enjoy.
Sure.
And I haven't had that like home run moment in Modern Family. Overall, I like it.
Sure.
I just don't fucking love it.
Well, also, every episode of Modern Family ties itself up in a nice little bow. There's no really running arcs.
Yeah.
Really. And the running arcs are so just general. Like, oh, so-and-so is looking at colleges. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I can see what you're saying. It's just a nice show. And it's a really nice family.
Exactly. It's good. Is it good? No, it's real good. It's real good.
Mm-hmm.
Is it fucking awesome?
I mean, it's fun.
It's good.
It's real fun. It's real good. I'm getting really high.
Do you hear how high I'm saying good? It sounds pretty good. Ready? This is the one that's going to make you be mad.
All right, I'm half laying down right now. So lay it on me.
Oh god, I have to lay down. I could be a part of one family.
Oh god.
Put me in The Incredibles.
Oh no.
Yeah.
What did I do? What have I become?
Your favorite movie of all time, you left off the list.
I am a shadow of my former self.
So I'm going to go ahead and just give myself superpowers.
Oh, no.
But you know what? No. Even if being a part of the family, I don't get superpowers, everyone else in my family has superpowers.
Oh, no.
So it's going to be pretty sweet. On top of the fact that my family is super likable and they're awesome. And Mr. Incredible is, basically Superman. A mild version of Superman.
Steve, have you noticed this huge gaping wound?
It is. Actually, you're more wound than man.
Never mind. I about said the words big gaping vagina wound, but thank God I didn't.
Yeah, thank God you didn't say that.
Yeah.
Woo! Bullet dodged.
Yeah.
Woo! So how you feeling? How you feeling right now, Wes?
I feel like a big gaping vagina wound.
Yeah, there it is. Good. Yep. Let's talk about it.
Let's do it. Major omission.
I was brainstorming. I was like, yeah, I was going through TV. I was like, yeah, okay. Indiana Jones. Oh, God. Shia LaBeouf. Oh, no. And then I took my dog for a walk. And just like a bolt of lightning from the darkness. The Incredibles. Number one with a bullet.
Because,
I mean, whatever any of you have to say against being a part of the family of The Incredibles, you're dumb. I don't want to hear it. You're wrong.
Mm.
I see no downside except for supervillains hunting us.
Sure.
But we're going to defeat them.
Of course.
That's just because we're the heroes.
Yeah.
Even if I don't have superpowers, they're still going to let me do cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in like the command room or something, or at the minimum, command room. That's great.
Yeah, man. I'm just so pissed I left it off my list.
Yeah. You should be.
The Addams Family on there.
Yeah.
Let
me tell you what's way better than the Addams Family.
Is it The Incredibles?
Being part of The Incredibles.
Yeah.
It's way better.
God.
Because it's basically like the Avengers, but they're a family. A legit family.
God damn it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my top five and goddamn review is my number five. God, fuck you, Steve.
Hey, man.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to drop the F-bomb there. I got a little salty. My number five is The Addams Family. My number four is My number four is The Taylors from Friday Night Lights. My number three is Dr. Huxtable and his crazy adventures.
Yeah, that's way better.
Yeah, my number two is The Jetsons. And my number one is The Dunphy and Pritchett Family from Modern Family.
I do like that one. That one's very good.
Thank you.
Number five, Malcolm in the Middle. Number four, Indiana Jones. Minus Shia LaBeouf. My stupid brother.
Is that your brother?
No.
No, that's a camel.
No. He's just... That's a cat. It's a camel riding a human. Number three, I want to be part of The Godfather. I'm going to die early.
Yeah, we'll miss you.
But it's going to be a fun ride, that short ride it is.
Sure will.
Number two, I'm going with the insanity of the Bluths.
Okay.
And then number one, I win. I am a member of the greatest family of all time, The Incredibles.
Steve, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. This top five, this five and out, is not a contest. But you won.
Thank you.
Guys, as always, fourth time this podcast still holds true. We love, love, love hearing what you guys have to say. We want to hear what you guys have to say about your top five families you want to be a part of in TV, movies, and video games, and or video games, should say. And the only caveat being three or more in the family.
Yes. You can't just be the trio of brothers or sisters, whatever it is. Also, we are very, very thankful for you guys in general.
Yes.
Thank you very much for listening to us and supporting our, 80-ish
yes.
podcasts that we've done. Couldn't keep doing it without you guys listening. Thank you so much. We really, really, really ultra, mega, super appreciate it. So we are very, very thankful for you guys. So please write in, give us top fives you want to hear us do. Tell us about your top five families you want to be a part of, any previous top fives. We really, really enjoy pulling out an email where like, hey, I just listened to podcast 67. Here's my top five for top five villains. You totally missed whoever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome to go back and revisit those as well. So thank you guys again, and please, we love hearing from you.
Yes. You can leave a comment here on oneofus.net. You can leave a comment on fiveplay.net as well. But the best way to get hold of us is you can email us at fiveplaynet@gmail.com. That is the word, F-I-V-E, playnet@gmail.com.
So thank you guys very much again. We hope you have a lovely, lovely Thanksgiving and holiday season with your family, your friends, and everyone that you love.
Eat yourself silly.
As always, I'm Steve.
I'm Wes.
That was five.
And we're out!